This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. The same way that during college basketball season we adopted a team, we have decided to do that same thing now for college baseball. Baseball America predicts that one of the local schools could potentially go to the College World Series. We're very happy right now to be joined by the head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks baseball program. They are 29-10. Dan Fitzgerald joins us on the show today. Coach, happy to have you on today.
How are you?
What is it like to hear from the outside that there is an appreciation for the work that you guys are doing inside your program?
Yeah, you know, we spend so much time together as a team and try to be so locked in on the process and just going through it day to day and not really getting ahead of ourselves that I think sometimes we're a little, don't necessarily hear the noise outside. And then when you do get the vote of affirmation from somebody, it does feel like, okay, good. I know we feel good about where we're going, but obviously when other people notice, there's part of it that you think, great, that's a great encouragement. And then I think at the same time, man, with college guys, you're always quick to put it in check too and remind them that it's today's about us having a great practice and preparation for a good team this weekend.
For a lot of people, they maybe haven't seen minor league baseball or college baseball. They've just seen the pros. What's different about college baseball? What makes it a very fun and unique game?
Yeah, very different than professional baseball with, you start with the aluminum bats versus wood bats. Certainly a different game. And, that big league baseball is obviously the highest form of the game we were a part of, but very different in that, in the big leagues, the home run, the strikeout, and the walk, the three absolute outcomes of an at-bat are, 75% of at-bats right now. Versus college, you still have a lot of, a lot of things in between. The stolen bases in the big leagues have changed, where teams are stealing more now based off of the fact that you can only pick twice to a base. But the stolen base, for the most part, is still a huge part of college baseball. We play 56 games instead of 162, so there's a little bit more of a sprint to our season versus, in the big leagues, it is a marathon. So, I think there's a parity in college baseball right now that with the transfer portal and NIL and all the different aspects of our evolving landscape have created just a lot of parity where anyone can really beat anyone on any given weekend. So it's an exciting game. I think enough people are familiar with it. Throwing on ESPN and watching the College World Series in June, but yeah, it's a great sport. It's rivalry heavy Yeah, obviously I love it. I'm pretty biased, but it is a fantastic game.
Right now we're talking to Dan Fitzgerald, who is the head coach at Kansas. He coaches the baseball program. What it seems to me is the community has really rallied around you guys, and KU fans have really rallied around this team. That I don't want to say a lot of casual fans, but people who just want to see Kansas athletics do well, that you guys are having a great season. I mean, this weekend you guys are sold out against K-State. It feels like your fan base has really rallied around this team.
No question. Our home opener, we had a couple huge student groups show up, and they were rowdy and fun and right above our dugout, and we hit a two-run shot in the ninth to tie the game, and we walked it off with a grand slam and in extras, and there was a palpable energy to the ballpark. And the next night, you know, those guys and about 500 others showed up. So we've just had an incredible fan following. And then we've always mixed in with the students. We've always had a ton of families and a ton of people from the community of Lawrence. So I think the influx has been a massive section of the student population, and they've really rallied behind our guys. I think our guys play, they play really hard, and there is a real level of excitement that they've generated with how hard they play. So I think it's been the perfect storm of, we've had great weather and some great opponents and some really close games that have probably hooked some people, and the community's really rallied around it.
I think a lot of people know this rivalry between KU and K-State from a basketball and football perspective. How does that energy, how does that intensity carry out to the diamond?
Yeah, you know, I think college athletics are really, they're so rivalry heavy and so rivalry dependent. And you know, you can list off 100 different ones just off the top of your head and what they mean to each fan base. So, you know, I would say that the Sunflower Shootout is important in basketball. It's important in football, but it really, every single time that K-State and Kansas play, it's a really big deal to the people of Kansas and the alumni groups and certainly the student athletes. And I think it's, again, the rivalries are so important to our game, and they unite fan bases and you know, also create that healthy conflict between fan bases. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's another game for us this tomorrow night, and then Saturday and Sunday, it's literally the same baseball game as if we were playing our opening weekend at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. But I do think the excitement inside the ballpark, the sold-out crowds are certainly going to add a great element to the rivalry.
I'll get you out of here with some rapid-fire questions. Let's start with this. Where are you at on Big League Chew? When was the last time you had Big League Chew?
Oh, like 2 weeks ago, I stole some from my kids. They had some in the car before one of their practices, and I grabbed a big chunk of that. Instant sugar rush.
I normally would ask, you know, if you were a basketball coach to, like, tell us the story of, like, when you first dunked on somebody. I don't know if you've ever dunked on somebody, but I'm guessing at some point you hit a home run. Tell us about your first home run.
I have definitely never dunked on anyone. I was a hockey guy and can't dribble with my left hand, so basketball would not have worked. One of my great memories of baseball was when I was a senior in high school. We got to play at Siebert Field, which is the home of the Gophers, and this was old Siebert. And you know, this is when the Gophers were, you know, in the early to mid 90s, when the Gophers were rolling, and I hit a first pitch of the game. Every year it grows about 10-15 feet in terms of how far it went, but I hit a ball a billion miles out to right on the first pitch of the game, and that's my favorite home run I ever hit.
Who was the baseball players who batting stance you used to mimic the most? Just growing up in Kansas City, I'm not sure if you remember this player or not. They had Mike Aviles, and I just thought his batting stance was the coolest in the world when I was playing wiffle ball. When you were growing up, was there a baseball player you tried to mimic his swing?
Well, I think that's one of the great parts about when we were kids is that you imitated everyone's swing. And I loved Lenny Dykstra. He was such a hard-nosed, gritty guy. I remember trying to hit like him. I think as Twins fan, we all tried, you know, hitting like Chuck Knoblauch at times. I don't know if you remember how you used to lay the bat down and back. And then, you know, there were a bunch of guys during our generation that had the unique stances. And actually, funny story, one of them being Craig Counsell, who Craig's, that would have been more towards, you know, when I was in high school, that Craig was in college. He's a few years older than me, but, you know, now, of course, the manager of the Cubs, and his son Brady is one of our stud players. So, yeah, I think that's generationally you know, and you look now at our guys, and you got a bunch, you know, someone will hit a home run in a big league game, and the next day one of our guys is trying to stand in the box like Shohei Ohtani. So I think that's one of the great, great things of in baseball lore.
And that was Dan Fitzgerald joining us on the show today. He is the manager of the Kansas Jayhawks for the basketball, or excuse me, not the basketball team, the baseball program. They are getting ready for an important series this weekend against Kansas State. The Jayhawks are 28-10 and getting ready for their series against K-State. Coach, it was a lot of fun talking to you. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, man. Rock chalk.